call this meeting of the House Judiciary Committee to order. It is 2:05 p.m. Friday, May 7, 2021. Before we begin, I want to thank Shannon McCain, the House Judiciary Secretary, who makes sure we have a transcript of our meetings, and Tom Raymond from the Juneau LIO, who makes sure we have sound. This time, I'll remind committee members and all those in the room to please silence your cell phones. Present today, we have Representative Eastman, Representative Vance, Representative Christ Tompkins, Representative Drummond, my Vice Chair, Representative Snyder, and myself, Representative Klayman. We do have a quorum to conduct business. Our first and only order of business today is House Bill 87, Electric-Assisted Bicycles, sponsored by Representative Wool. This is the third hearing of the bill in the House Judiciary Committee. At this time, we will take up amendments to House Bill 87. I'd like to put on the record that Legislative Legal has permission to make any technical and conforming changes to the bill. Our office received 5 amendments to House Bill 87. The amendment process will be treated like floor amendments. The maker of the amendment moves the amendment and speaks to it with a 3-minute limit. Then we'll take questions, and the questions will be limited to 1 minute per question. Then we will proceed to discussion with each member limited to 3 minutes. Finally, the maker of the amendment will have 1 minute to wrap up. When we come to an amendment, the mover can either move the amendment or it will be withdrawn. We won't roll amendments to the back. And our first amendment is from Representative Christ Tompkins.
I move amendment number 1.
Representative Christ Tompkins, tell us about amendment number 1.
Thank you. Amendment number 1 would institute the 3-tier classification system that was discussed in previous hearings.
Questions for the maker of the amendment? Representative Eastman, looks like you've got a question.
Through the chair, so why would we want to do that?
Representative Eastman, through the chair, because it's an emerging national standard, so I like the idea of there being as much conformity across states to the so the extent to which someone moves from one state to another or has a bike and moves from one state to another, there's similar standards. And further, I thought the testimony was compelling that the Class 2 bicycles, which would be encompassed by this amendment, are pretty practical, and there's a lot of bikes being sold that include those throttle assist bicycles, and would want to be sure that they're encompassed within the definition of e-bikes.
Just a quick inquiry, does the maker of the bill support the amendment? I should not say, do you support it? What's your position on amendment number 1?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Adam Wool, representative from District 5 in Fairbanks. This amendment was mentioned in the last iteration last year. I didn't put it in the new statute for reasons that I may have expressed at earlier meetings. However, in subsequent discussions with various stakeholders and committee members, and the fact that a bunch of these Class 2 bicycles have already been sold in Alaska and around the world, and my bill currently doesn't define those kinds, the Class 2, as e-bikes. I deliberately left them out because I thought if you're not pedaling, it shouldn't be called an e-bike. However, since many have been sold and many are in use, and you can't really distinguish them. If you see someone going down the road, it's hard to tell. It's hard to enforce. So I say, let's go with it. And since about 22 other states have that in their description, I don't have a problem with it.
Thank you. Representative Vance, I think you had a question. Not just of a representative, but just about the amendment, actually. We're more on the amendment. At least I thought I saw your hand.
No, I think you anticipated, but thank you, Mr.
Oh, well.
No, it's not. Not a question, but just more of a statement. In asking my constituents who own bike shops, they have e-bike rentals in Homer. I asked why the 3-tiered system, and obviously we heard from people, you know, people for bikes, and they felt that it would help provide guidance to the municipalities on any regulations that they might want to implement, just give more clarity. I was hoping that legal had a more weighty reason, but you know, this is part of the public process, is getting input from the people that it's going to impact, and so I support this amendment today. Thank you.
I don't see any Representative Eastman. Questions or comments?
A question for the maker of the sponsor of the amendment.
and I am looking at that class two that we're now bringing into the context and domain of electric assisted. And I'm wondering what, so now that we don't require the use of pedals for the class two, does it have to have pedals still?
Representative Smith, through the chair, good question. I'd actually defer to the sponsor of the bill, who just raised his hand.
Thank you, through the chair. The bill states that any e-bike has to have functional pedals. So that's why I said you can't tell by looking at one if it's a class two, class one, or class three, because they all have functional pedals, chains, sprockets, and so on. It's just that the class two, you can move without pedaling up to a certain speed. But again, yes, to answer your question, they all must have functional pedals.
Representative Eastman, follow-up.
Thank you. Follow-up, and again, to the maker of the amendment. So I'm thinking of the recently popular little scooters, I guess is what you call them, that you pop onto your phone app and you pay your however many dollars it is, and then it lets you zip around town on wherever you're zipping around. And I'm wondering if this doesn't capture that in the class two, because those typically don't have pedals, where would that fall? And I guess that could be for the sponsor of the bill either. I'm just saying the only distinction seems to be the functional pedals portion of that.
Representative Eason, I'll let Representative Wool answer this question, but this is material we actually went over in a lot of detail at the last couple of hearings, and I don't think an amendment is the right time to take it up. So I'll let Representative Wool answer this question, but if we're going to go down the area that I think we've talked about extensively in prior discussion, I'm not going to allow that further discussion on this amendment. Representative Wool, if you want to answer Representative Eastman's question.
Through the chair to Representative Eastman. Yeah, it's not a bicycle if it doesn't have pedals. So, and it's not an electric assisted bicycle if it doesn't have pedals. There are scooters, and I think that's what he's referring to, and they're available in a lot of cities, and they're sort of problematic because they're not really bicycles, they're not really cars. Do they go on the sidewalk? Do they go on the road? And I don't want to address those vehicles in this bill, and I don't know how DMV or the legal Department of Law defines those. I could probably dig it up, and maybe Ashley has a definition.
Well, actually, we're not going down that path.
Okay, that's fine. It's not an e-bike.
We've already discussed it. We're not going to repeat it.
It's not an e-bike.
I don't see any other questions or comments. I'll just note my perspective. I support this amendment, and I think it's a good amendment because I think we really should be looking at who's manufacturing bikes and not who's regulating bikes, and that we should be having our statute structured in a way so it tracks what's going on in the manufacturing world rather than a world that's unrelated to what's going on in the manufacture of electric bikes. Is there, Representative Eastman, is the objection maintained on amendment number one?
I will withdraw the objection.
Is there further objection to amendment number one? Hearing and seeing none, amendment number one is approved. That brings us next to amendment number two, Representative Eastman.
I will move amendment two.
Is there an objection to amendment number two, Representative
Check.
Snyder? I think Representative Christ-Tompkins can beat you to the punch. Representative Eastman, tell us about amendment number two.
Thank you. And so basically what the amendment does is it just allows the criteria that already exists in the bill, the miles per hour, and the wheels and the operative pedals and all those sorts of things, those are what defines an e-bike, and it doesn't have anything to say about wattage. I think there's we have an expectation maybe of what wattage would be, but heavier bikes require bigger wattage, don't necessarily go any faster, and so it removes the wattage part of the definition and leaves all the other elements in place as is.
Questions for Representative Eastman as to amendment number two? Representative, what's your perspective on amendment number two?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I do not support this amendment. For one, it would negate the amendment that was just passed in defining three different tiers of bicycle, three different classes. It doesn't have a wattage, and the industry standard is 750 watts is maximum. So if you start going beyond that, you're getting to a more powerful vehicle cycle. And as the amendment sponsor, Representative Easton, mentioned, well, there could be some heavier bikes. So in theory, you could have a massive superbike that still can only go 28 miles per hour, but it might have a, you know, 3,000 watt engine that can haul this, you know, 150 pound superbike up a hill. So yes, it would still be a bicycle and all that, but because it was so heavy, it would need a big motor. So I like limiting the motor size. It makes it more closer to a bicycle and just allows a certain amount of assist and a certain size. It sort of builds in its own size limitation as well. So I do not support this amendment, not putting the limit on the size of the motor.
Any further questions about amendment number two, Representative Snyder?
No, I don't
have a question.
Oh,
I thought I started. Representative Kirka.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Doing something with your pen, sorry.
So I think I'm going to support amendment number two. I think as much as possible when we're writing law, we should try to gear the statute towards the underlying principles we're trying to achieve and not to overly get detailed in regulation, because things change and then you had to come back and update details and stuff. And I think when it comes to the separation and the regulation of bicycles, the main key point is not the wattage, not how much power the bike may have, but the speed at which they're going on the bike trail. And you know, whether it's a heavier electric bike or a super light bike that, you know, 750 watts would make it go really fast. Maybe the motor's going to come out that's way more efficient with that wattage and it can go a lot faster. I think it will be smarter to limit the regulation to the speed. I think that would make a lot more sense. And so I will be supporting this amendment.
Thank you. I don't see any other comments. I would just note that I don't support the amendment because I think it's very inconsistent with what we did in amendment number one. Representative Christ Tompkins, do you maintain your objection?
I do.
All right. Madam Clerk, if you could.
I'd like to wrap up.
Oh, Representative Eastman, I apologize. You're right. My apology. Go ahead, Representative Eastman.
And I'm trying to see what conflict exists between amendment one and two, because amendment one does not actually talk about wattage. We're classifying under class one, two, and three, but those definitions don't deal with wattage, and so it would leave those classifications in place. It's just not setting a cap on wattage. Basically, what we're doing without the amendment is we're saying that an electric-assisted bicycle that, you know, could potentially go 751 watts is, in all other respects, an electric-assisted bicycle and serves the same function and the same purpose, but we're going to make people, have to get, you know, I don't know. I guess the problem with the original bill was that we needed to have people getting licenses for things they didn't need to get licensed for. So, and that just seems kind of onerous. So to remove the onerous nature of that, that's why the amendment's forward. And if there is some kind of conflict, I haven't figured out what it is yet. So thank you.
Thank you, Representative Eastman. Since I actually made the comment about the procedural, I will respond to that before we take the vote. If you look at amendment number one, the last page of amendment number one references lines, page four, lines 13 through 17. They would delete all material and added new language. Line four on your amendment, or amendment number two, would delete all material. And so those two actions are inconsistent with one another. And the change on the prior change on the First Amendment relating to page four, line 12, where we made changes with regard to the power output is fundamentally different than what you're doing in the same place in amendment number two. So that's why I read these as inconsistent.
Sure.
It's not a point for debate. I'm just, you asked the question, I gave you an answer. So, Madam Clerk, if you would please call the roll on amendment number two.
Mr. Speaker, or Mr. Chairman, I'm wondering if I could offer, seeing as the point you made, if I could offer a conceptual amendment on amendment number two to delete.
Actually, no, we're not going to take it up. We're just going to vote on the amendment. I appreciate that, but procedurally you were a little late for offering a conceptual amendment. I was just giving Representative Eastman a chance to comment. He asked questions about the conflict, and as chair, I thought it was reasonable for me to explain my statement about why I believe there was a conflict. But we're up to voting on amendment number two. Madam Clerk, if you would please call the roll.
Representative Snyder?
No.
Representative Christ Tompkins?
No.
Representative Eastman?
Yes.
Representative Kirka?
Yes.
Representative Vann?
No.
Representative Drummond?
No.
Chair Klayman?
No.
Two yeas, five nays.
By a vote of 2-5, amendment number two has failed. That brings us to amendment number three. Representative Eastman.
I'll move amendment three.
Objection.
Here's an objection. Representative Eastman, please explain amendment number three.
Section 5 of the bill, and we are updating the definition of electric personal motor vehicle. And those right now include Segways, and they have a cap of 15 miles an hour, and they allow those Segways to operate on the sidewalk. And I'm told that by eliminating the words non-tandem and self-balancing and allowing it to have more than two wheels, we would make it clear that you know, your Walmart electric-assisted shopping cart could travel on the sidewalk, which I'm hoping everyone thinks is not bad, because I think they generally do anyways. I just think people that do that don't realize that it's currently against the law. So I'd like to make sure that that can continue to happen.
Question for Representative Eastman on amendment number two. Where's the bill sponsor on amendment number two?
Thank you, Mr.
Three, I'm sorry.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Amendment number three.
It's sort of outside the scope of the bill that we're proposing, because we're talking about electric bicycles, and this is electric personal motor vehicles, which in statute is basically centered around Segways, as has been discussed. This would remove the self-balancing and the non-tandem, and I don't believe it has anything to do with the number of wheels. So the Walmart shopping cart, which I haven't really seen them beyond the supermarket area other than moving them back and forth to the parking lot. But do we want these defined as electric personal motor vehicles? And I don't know.
Right.
It wasn't where I was really wanting to go, but I guess I'll leave it up to the committee. I don't know if that allows them to ride on sidewalks or not.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Further comments on amendment number three? Representative Vance, that was a signal to talk this time. Please, go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm just reading through this and making sure that I understand what it's doing. And while we have, yes, it's not exactly with the intent of the bill, we do have this legislation, this specific portion of amendment of statutes before us. And I'm all about fixing and clarifying while we can, and just thinking about a constituent that I have in my district who uses a little four-wheeled mobile device, mobility device, that it's an elderly man that's able to get around, and he has a big orange flag that waves so people can see him. And I think providing that clarification that it doesn't, just those types of instances that Representative Eastman is getting at, I think, is a reasonable amendment.
Further comments on amendment number three? Representative Snyder, looks like you're...
Yes, I'm still formulating it, though, but I'm recollecting from the end of our last meeting, I was able to identify a separate part a statute that specifically addressed, and now the name is escaping me. If we wanted to go ahead, I could pull it up.
I'll refresh your memory because I wrote a note down. It's 45.45.600, assisted technology devices. And I believe the testimony from legislative legal at the last hearing was that actually the mobile devices that you see in the grocery stores are regulated under 45.45.600, and so this section regarding Segways has nothing to do with those devices, and that's what we heard from Ledge Legal as well earlier. Did you have anything to add, Representative Snyder?
No, you summed that up better than I was doing.
So I would just offer my perspective why I don't support the amendment number 3 is because it is covered in another section of statute, and I think this section was actually added, I have no idea when, but when Segway became part of our world, I think the legislature in its wisdom added some language to create a permission for Segways, and absent somebody coming in and talking about problems with Segway regulation, I would be loath to change what was added for a specific purpose, which was Segways, and since we heard testimony from Ledge Legal that it's unrelated to the motor-assisted wheelchairs and motor-assisted devices in grocery stores and shopping areas, I don't think this amendment helps anything. Representative Eastman, in wrap-up.
Thank you. Yeah. The electric personal motor vehicle definition was created specifically for the purpose of sidewalk travel for Segways in this case, and so we might as well, legally speaking, call it the electric vehicles on sidewalks statute. So whatever falls under that category is what is allowed to travel on sidewalks unless it's given permission somewhere else to do so. And I'm not aware of any other place in statute where we allow those assisted devices to travel on sidewalks. But it does happen, and I don't think that's a bad thing, and I think we should make sure that the law reflects that that's a fine thing for the public to do if they need to travel on the sidewalk, because I certainly wouldn't want one of those Walmart shopping carts in the middle of traffic because they're not supposed to travel on a sidewalk.
Thank you. Is the objection maintained?
It is.
Madam Clerk, if you could please call the roll.
Representative Christ Tompkins?
No.
Representative Eastman?
Yes.
Representative Snyder?
No.
Representative Vance?
Yes.
Representative Kirka?
Yes.
Representative Drummond?
No.
Chair Klayman?
No.
3 yeas, 4 nays.
So by a vote of 3-4, amendment number 3 has failed. That brings us to amendment number 4, Representative Eastman.
Thank you. I'll move amendment 4.
I object for the purposes of discussion.
Representative Eastman, tell us about amendment number 4.
Thank you. This is a question of priorities on our case, and this is going to appear on line 12 of page 4, and we're just really eliminating one word, and the I think the arguments from the sponsor about the fact that these types of bicycles that don't travel in excess of certain miles per hour and so forth are compelling. I don't think we should be requiring anybody to get a driver's license or registration and that kind of thing for these kinds of bicycles, and so then the question is, should we have a special exemption, I guess, from all of those kind of requirements only for electric motors as opposed to just motors? I think for me that the argument is the case in both cases, it's the same, that these kind of bicycles shouldn't be treated like cars, and I don't see that it would be beneficial to give priority to one segment of the industry, the electric segment, over something else, whether that's vegetable oil or whether that is gasoline or whatnot. I think the function of the vehicle is the same. It still requires you to pedal. It still has operative pedals and so forth. Still can't go any faster. And so going into this discussion, I wasn't aware of all the different ways that people have these motor-assisted bicycles, but now that they're here, I don't think we should be trying to squeeze out one segment of the industry in favor of another segment of the industry.
Thank you. Any questions or comments on amendment number 4? Representative Will, your perspective on amendment number 4.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I do not support it. This bill is for e-bikes, electric bikes. They are in very high use and very high production. They are very common. I'm not saying that there's not a gasoline-powered bicycle out there that's a gas power assisted bike. I've looked them up online. They have big gas motors on them. The 750-watt description would have to be changed because gas powers aren't rated by wattage. They're rated by horsepower. I know there's an equivalency. One horsepower is about 750 watts. But that wasn't my intent to include gasoline motors. I'm not discriminatory against gasoline motors. I own many of them and use them a lot. But this bill is for e-bikes, and they look like bikes, they sound like bikes, and that's a big factor too. If it looks like a bike and acts like a bike, then it's a bike.
Any further comment, amendment number 4? In wrap-up, Representative Eastman on amendment number 4.
I appreciate the sponsor for bringing forth a bill that tries to pull power-assisted bicycles out of legal limbo land, and I'm all for that. And I know there may be some politics involved, but it would seem to me that we don't do anyone any good by leaving some power-assisted bicycles in legal limbo land just because they're not electric-powered, especially in a state like Alaska, where I think most of us would say gasoline is not a bad thing.
And I would just note that here in the Judiciary Committee, politics is never an issue. Representative Snyder, is the objection maintained?
It is.
Madam Clerk, if you would please call the roll.
Representative Drummond?
No.
Representative Vance?
No.
Representative Snyder?
No.
Representative Christ Tompkins?
No.
Representative Eastman?
Yes.
Representative Kirka?
Yes.
Chair Klayman?
No.
2 yeas, 5 nays.
So by a vote of 2-5, amendment number 4 has failed. That brings us last to amendment number 5, Representative Eastman.
I move number 5.
I object.
Representative Eastman, tell us about amendment number 5.
Thank you for the objection so we can have this conversation. So currently
an apolitical conversation, I am
always,
confident.
Always apolitical. In Section 8 of the bill, we are putting into law that these electric-assisted bicycles are not designed to travel with more than 3 wheels in contact on the ground. And some might ask, well, if it has 3 wheels on the ground, is that really a bicycle? And I think most of the folks that I've been in contact with generally think of a bicycle as having 2 wheels. So we're talking about something different than the traditional definition of bicycle. What this amendment does is it simply removes the word bicycle and replaces that with cycle in various portions of the statute. I think 3-wheeled vehicles are fine. It doesn't change that, but we just probably shouldn't be calling them bicycles. I think using the dictionary definition of the word, it usually means 2 wheels. So let's say what we really mean. I think we mean electric assisted cycles, and we'll make the statute match that.
Questions with respect to amendment number 5? And Representative Will, what's your perspective on amendment number 5?
Thank you for including me in the conversation, Mr. Chair. I like the word bicycle. I think it describes pretty much the vast majority of the types of vehicles we're talking about. I know when my kid has a very small 3-wheel contraption, we call it a tricycle, but the older, the big ones that people might ride to the grocery store with a basket on the back, even those are usually called a 3-wheeled bicycle. I know it's kind of a misnomer, But I think the industry standard of pedaled vehicles for most people is bicycle. You ride on a bike trail. You don't ride on a cycle trail. I think bicycle describes what we're talking about here, and I think it's a little picky to go for just the word cycle.
Any Representative Vance?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was just thinking of my constituents. I have very my constituents just really like non-motorized vehicles, and there's a family who has a young girl who has seizures, and so she can't ride a normal bicycle. She has a tricycle. And then I remember an older man who had a similar situation. He rode a tricycle, and I thought, well, do they have electric ones? Well, apparently they do, and I don't know if they're regulated in a similar manner as the bicycles, and I completely want to honor the intent of your bill, but if we're trying to provide this, solve a problem that your constituent ran into in the Fairbanks area, do you have any knowledge of these e-trikes? Are they regulated in the same classification? I don't want to complicate this, but this is looking at the original intent of trying to help the people who are not allowed to drive an automobile. This may be an area that you don't want to neglect, and this simple amendment may help that. I don't know. So if you have any knowledge of that, that would be helpful for me.
Through the chair, Representative Vance, the bill describes electric-assisted bicycle as having up to three wheels. So a three-wheeled device, bike, trike, whatever you want to call it, would be defined by this law. So your constituent wouldn't have to worry. They'd be covered by the same rules that cover two-wheeled bicycles or two-wheeled e-bikes. I'm not that familiar with three-wheeled electric-assisted bicycles or tricycles, whatever you want to call them. I understand the prefix of bi and tri and uni and these kind of things, but I just think for overall understandability and the common parlance that most people use, I think bicycle is fine. I know there's exceptions in the three-wheeled area, so I think bicycle describes 99.9% of the vehicles that we're talking about. But the three-wheeled one would be allowable and legal and still defined under this bill.
Thank you.
I just not an answer, but an anecdote. In some cities, you'll see these folks biking on. Well, you can go down the street, and they have little seats in the back and a person in front on it. It's a three-wheeled bicycle, and they will pedal tourists around and give you a guided tour. And I remember 10 or 15 or 20 years ago, in that range before electric bicycles came into the play, you'd see sometimes some very slim and trim folks pedaling, some very large folks in the back. And I often wondered about what kind of gearing they had on those, mm-hmm. because these people riding the bike seemed to be amazingly strong. And then in the last few years as electric bicycles came into play, I started hearing people say, well, you know, a lot of those little taxi bicycles, a lot are more electric now, and you don't really notice it, but you didn't see quite so many skinny people pedaling the bikes as you did in the older days. So, any further comments on amendment number 5, Representative Kirk? I know that had nothing to do with the discussion. But
thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess I have never heard somebody refer to a unicycle or a bicycle, I'm sorry, or a unicycle or a tricycle or anything with more wheels than three as a bicycle before. It's kind of peculiar. I think the spirit of the bill is not ruined by this amendment at all. I think it's using correct grammar, correct language, correct use of words. And I think to the member from Homer's comments, I was actually kind of stole my thunder because a lot of folks, for stability reasons, they're going to want to use a three-wheeled or something. And I've actually seen a lot of couples with, I guess you call them a couple's bicycle where it's, or bike where it's two-seater with, but I guess that would be two wheels, come to think of it. But
called a tandem.
There we go. Thank you. So I support the amendment. I think it maintains the intent of the bill. It doesn't really change anything substantially, but it makes sure we're being inclusive of individuals who, for whatever reason, for stability reasons, they need to have more than two wheels, or maybe they have a unicycle. I know that you can, with the e-bikes, you can get replacement wheels where the motor's in the hub. And so even if electric assisted tricycles are not very common, you could essentially grab a wheel from a order wheel and put it on there. I think it's a good amendment. I'll be supporting it.
Any further comments on amendment number 5? Representative, didn't you already talk to amendment number 5? I don't think we need to hear more discussion.
Well, I would be very curious.
Hold on. You want to hear from the sponsor?
I would love to.
All right. Representative Will, I'm going to give you 1 minute.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's going to be real brief. There's a device, a vehicle called a recumbent bicycle. It's always called a recumbent bicycle. Some of them have three wheels, still referred to as a recumbent bicycle. And I'm done.
Since we're doing anecdotes.
Representative Snyder, please go ahead.
Just in support of, I'm going back and forth. I understand the logic. It makes sense. But I think there is a point to be made that the term bicycle has taken on and been adopted as kind of the end-all, be-all, applies to multiple things term. And to your point, my father is an amputee, and he has a tricycle, recumbent bicycle, that is also hand crank. So I was also double-checking that it's pedal it can include the hand crank. But anyway, anecdotes aside, I think bicycle is such a broadly used term right now, even if it irks us detail-oriented folks where bi is two. I get that.
Representative Christ Tompkins, we're getting more debate as we continue.
The people for bikes people listening online must be wondering what the heck the last legislature is up to, given that this is passed and 20 states, and I am confident amendments like this have not surfaced in the other legislature. So credit to Representative Eastman for bringing the creativity to the committee. I was just going to say, I mean, this is a fundamentally lexical amendment, it would seem, and is perhaps in the category of our colloquial use of Kleenex to refer to all facial tissue, even if it is not Kleenex brand name or Xerox, et cetera. And while there's not a brand name associated with this, there's sort of the genericization of a certain term, even if it doesn't embody the original technical denotation of that word. So I totally get where Representative Eastman is going, but I'm sort of also find comfort in aligning with a more colloquial, if expansive, definition.
All right. In wrap-up, Representative Eastman.
Thank you. So I'm looking at how this is going to be implemented. I think we understand what we mean about, but I see a season where there's going to be some secret knowledge that the public has as to what exactly the law is, because when the park ranger goes to put the sign up for bicycles, it's probably going to have the little icon with the two wheels on it that everybody thinks of. And Representative Snyder, when your father goes to the park to use his tricycle, and the guy points the sign and says, you're in the wrong place. There's two wheels on the sign. Or since this whole bill started from the police stopping someone, the police officer stops you and he says, you're not on a bicycle. And he says, yes, I am. It's a tricycle. And he says, the statute's bicycles. You're out of luck here. And now you've got confusion with the police officer. And they have to call back to patrol, and patrol's going to say, oh, no, the legislature just really screwed up there. They really mean tricycles, too. And we could avoid some of that confusion by fixing it now.
Thank you, Representative Eastman. Is the objection maintained?
Yes.
All right, Madam Clerk, if you would please call the roll on amendment number 5.
Representative Kirka?
Yes.
Representative Eastman?
Yes.
Representative Christ Tompkins?
No.
Representative Slider?
No.
Representative Vance?
Yes.
Representative Drummond?
No.
Chair Klayman?
No.
3 yeas, 4 nays.
So by a vote of 3-4, amendment number 5 has failed. That brings House Bill 87 back before the committee. For final comments, I will give each member one opportunity to make final comments. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes per member, and this time we start with Representative Snyder.
No additional comment. Thank you, Chair.
Representative Drummond.
I think I'm fine with it as amended, although my first look at electric-assisted tricycles, there's a lot more than 750-watt motors. So there may be an issue, but none of the amendments would have covered that part of the issue. And they're pedalable and all that other stuff. So let's just proceed and get this going.
Representative Vance.
Thank you to the maker of this bill bringing this forward. I hope that your constituent has an easier go getting here to there without without impediment. If and anyone else that we are trying to help be able to get to and from work with ease.
Representative Eastman.
Thank you. Just to remind the committee, there was an amendment to remove the wattage and let the rest of the bill go forward. And maybe that can come back further in the process. I think we've had some interesting discussion. It seemed to me, though, that the discussions we do have might be more fruitful if there was a little bit more freedom for give and take at the committee level. Thank you.
Representative Kirka.
I'll pass.
Representative Christ Tompkins.
Pass.
And I guess that gets back to me. I actually have nothing to add that I haven't said already. So, Representative Snyder, may I have a motion?
Yes. I move version 32-LS0397/A of House Bill 87 as amended with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
Hearing no objection, House Bill 87 moves from committee. Please stay behind after we adjourn to sign the paperwork. We will now adjourn for the day. Our next meeting is Monday, May 10th at 1 p.m. I would certainly note, it's my belief we are likely to have the budget back on the floor on Monday, so good chance this committee meeting may get delayed. Or maybe we'll go so fast through amendments we won't have to delay. With regard to Senate Bill 65, I had previously announced an amendment deadline of 1 p.m. this evening, or 5 p.m. this evening, Friday, May 7th, but we're not going to have a deadline at this time. Please stay tuned with regard to any amendment on House, or amendment deadline on House Bill 65. And with that, we will stand adjourned. The time is now, looks like 2:48 p.m.